is at 50%, and tomorrow mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the morning tomorrow, and then thunderstorms in the afternoon. Going up to the upper 70s tomorrow, and a chance of rain is at 80%. Showers continue through Sunday night, with a continuing chance of thunderstorms for tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 50s. Chance of rain for tomorrow night is at 60%. But just hang on, because on Monday it's a mostly sunny day with highs in the mid-70s. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners. And from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be featuring music from the literary side of rock and roll. Now and Then, you know I love singer-songwriters. That's basically what I like to feature on this program, is music sung and written by the same person. And there's nothing like a really good singer, and there's nothing like a really good song. But what we're going to be listening to today is some of my favorite singer-songwriters as they cover lyrics that have been taken from literary sources. Everything's from Shakespeare to James Joyce, you know, to John Donne. How is this possible? Well, bear with me. Joni Mitchell released an album in 2007 called Shine. And in this recording, she set almost word for word a poem that was originally written by Rudyard Kipling. Rudyard Kipling is a British author, born in 1865 and died in 1936. And he published a poem called If. It was published in 1910, and we're about to listen to Joni Mitchell's arrangement of Rudyard Kipling's poem. It's an interesting poem. It's kind of a Victorian era. It's very stoic. If you can do this, if you can do that. And it's really advice. It's like paternal advice from a father to a son. So let's get started. Literature in rock and roll. Rudyard Kipling and Joni Mitchell. If.
People are losing. if you can think and not make intellect your game. If you can meet with triumph and existing and treat those two imposters just the same.
Rudyard Kipling's poem, If, composed and performed by Joni Mitchell from her Shine album, released in 2007. So Rudyard Kipling, a British author, and so let's stay over there in London, and let's hear something from William Shakespeare. Yes, William Shakespeare, 1564 through 1616, born in Warwickshire in England. Back in 1967, Donovan released a double album called A Gift from a Flower to a Garden. There was two albums in this double box set from Donovan. One album was for children, and the other album was for adults. And on the adult album, along with songs like Where Your Love Like Heaven, he recorded a song with the lyrics taken from Shakespeare's Under the Greenwood Tree. The Royal National Theatre commissioned Donovan to write this song that was going to be featured in one of their productions. So we'll hear Donovan setting Shakespeare under the greenwood tree. recorded in 1967. And then right after that, we're going to just go 1 year later in 1968. Joan Baez did a recording with a classical orchestrator and composer, a man, P.D.Q. Bach, Peter Schickli. The album is called Baptism, and it's an incredible assortment of poetry from such a wide variety of sources. We're going to hear two recordings from Joan Baez on Baptism. We'll be hearing a setting of James Joyce, Of the Dark Past. James Joyce lived from 1882 through 1941. And then after that, we'll hear Joan Baez doing a spoken word performance of a William Blake poem. William Blake was from London, and the poem is called London. William Blake is British, and he was born in 1757, and he died in 1827. So we're getting a real taste of literature in rock and roll. Let's start with Donovan, Under the Greenwood Tree.
Under the greenwood tree, who loves to lie with me and tune his merry note unto the sweet bird's throat. Come hither, come hither, come hither. Here shall he see no enemy but winter and rough weather. Who doth ambition shun and loves to live in the sun, seeking the food he eats and pleased with what he gets. Come hither, come hither, come hither. Here shall he see no enemy but winter and rough weather. And if it do come to pass that any man turn ass, leaving his wealth and ease, a stubborn will to please, dusk dame, dusk dame, dusk dame, there shall he see gross fools as he, and if he will come to me, if he will come to me. Will you, won't you, won't you join the dance? Will you, won't you, won't you join the dance? Will you, won't you, won't you join the dance?
Of the dark past, a child is born with joy and grief. My heart is torn. Come in his cradle, the living. Unclose his eyes. Young life is breathed on the glass. The world that was not comes to pass. Child is sleeping, an old man gone. Oh, father forsaken, forgive your son. I wander through each chartered street, near where the chartered Thames does flow, and mark in every face I meet marks of weakness, marks of woe. In every cry of every man, in every infant's cry of fear, in every voice, in every ban, the mind-forged manacles I hear. How the chimney sweeper's cry every blackening church appalls, and the hapless soldier's sigh runs in blood down palace walls. But most through midnight streets I hear how the youthful harlot's curse blasts the newborn infant's tear and blights with plagues the marriage hearse.
Joan Baez. That poem was called London by William Blake. Right before that, Of the Dark Past, a poem sung by Joan Baez and set by Peter Shickley from James Joyce. And we started that short set with Donovan's setting of the Shakespeare sonnet Under the Greenwood Tree. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, we're exploring music with literary connections, literary rock and roll, if you can call it that. So there is a singer-songwriter that I've recently discovered. Her name is Becca Stevens, and she released an album in 2017 called Regina. On this album, she explores a lot of ideas and songs relating to the idea of a feminine queen. And she does a beautiful and very inventive setting of a Shakespeare text from Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet. From Act 1, Scene 4, Mercutio delivers a speech and he talks about Queen Mab. Queen Mab is the fairy's midwife, and it's in the land of the tiny fairies. Let's listen to Becca Stevens' setting of Shakespeare's poem, Queen Mab.
The cover of the cover of the grass of grass of grass. The traces of the traces of the traces of the spider as well. The colors of the color shines, color shines more, shines wider. Of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider's web, the colors of the moonshine's watery beams. Ooh. The cover of the wings of grasshoppers, all the spider's web, the colors of the moonshine's watery beams. Ooh. The cover of the wings of grasshoppers, the traces of the smallest spider's web. The moon shines watery beams. Ooh.
Oh, then I see Queen Mab has been with you. She is the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an egg. It's
time, out of mind, the fairies, coachmakers, and in this state she night by night.
Becca Stevens from her album Regina. That poem, that speech is called Queen Mab from Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. All right, we're on a literary quest. So we're staying in England, so much literature. There's an early English hymn called Corpus Christi. A Corpus Christi, it's a carol. It was first written down, transcribed in 1504. So it's an old song. And there's a 20th century classical composer, Benjamin Britten, and he did a setting of this early English hymn. Benjamin Britten lived from 1913 through 1976, composed a lot of operas and symphonies, and he did a setting of this hymn. So, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, a young man who died too young, unfortunately, named Jeff Buckley, the son of Tim Buckley. Jeff Buckley, such an amazing voice. He only recorded one studio album. The album is called Grace, released in 1994. And he does a recording of Benjamin Britten's Corpus Christi carol. He has the most beautiful high male soprano. It's gorgeous. So we're going to listen to Jeff Buckley. And then I'd like to go back to Becca Stevens' Regina album and hear another song. This song is called Ophelia. And as you know, Ophelia is one of the characters in Shakespeare's operas. However, this particular song is written, the lyrics are actually written by Becca Stevens herself. But it deals with very mythological stories and concepts. You know, Ophelia drowns herself. Well, the first half of the song is about Ophelia, and the second half of the song is about a knight, the sleeping man, the knight who is passing through and finds Ophelia drowned in the water. It's a beautiful song. So let's start with Jeff Buckley from his Grace album. This is Corpus Christi. Thank you.
Feel the eye.
Becca Stevens' song is called Ophelia. She wrote the lyrics and performs that on her Regina album. We started that set with a song composed by Benjamin Britten, an early English hymn, sung by Jeff Buckley from his Grace album. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, and we're looking for the literary side of rock and roll, songs that take their lyrics from a body of literature. Joni Mitchell, we started our program with Joni Mitchell this afternoon. Let's go back to Joni. She released an album in 1991 called Night Ride Home. And she sets a poem almost exactly word for word by a British poet, W. William Butler Yeats. He's an Irish poet. Yeats was born in Dublin in 1865, and he lived until 1939. And Yeats published a poem in 1920 called The Second Coming. And it's a powerful poem. You probably studied it in literature class. It's in the Norton Anthology of Modern Poetry. And it deals with a lot of Christian imagery. It's an apocalyptic prediction. And it really tries to describe the feeling in 1920 in post-war Europe. They just got over World War I. Joni's version of the song, she calls it Slouching Towards Bethlehem. This is Joni Mitchell's setting of William Butler Yeats.
Falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold, and a blood-dimmed tide is loosed upon the world. Nothing is sacred. The ceremony sinks. Innocence is drowned in anarchy. The best lack conviction, given some time to think.
Joni Mitchell, Slouching Towards Bethlehem. That is from her 1991 Night Ride Home album. And that was a text written, a poem written by W.B. Yeats, published in 1920. So Joni Mitchell is an amazing author herself, besides being a song composer. She writes beautiful and powerful poetry, which become the lyrics to her songs. So let's listen to two more songs from Joni Mitchell. We'll start with the title track from Night Ride Home. It talks about one evening on the way home to her house in Hawaii. And after that, we'll hear a song which to me is a counterpart to the Slouching Towards Bethlehem. It's called Passion Play. Passion Play. It's Joni's original composition. It also deals with a lot of Christian imagery, speaking of Mary Magdalene and Jesus. So, two tracks from Joni Mitchell's Night Ride Home. Let's start with the title track.
I'm a realist. Invented this 4th of July night at home. Pool of girls and caterpillar tractors in the sand. Ukulele men. The fireworks this 4th of July. Still Friday, far from the overkill, far from the overload. Back at the bar, the band tears down, but I'll hear in the headlines the silver power lines gleam on this 4th of July. Ride, 4th of July, night ride home. I love the men beside me. We love the open road. No phone, still Friday. Far from the undertow. Some surrealist invented this 4th of July night ride home. Night ride home. Night ride home. On a night ride.
So it's really bad, and we have...
Thank you.
Joni Mitchell, from her Night Ride Home album, we heard the title track, and that song we just heard is called Passion Play. So I wanted to finish our program today with a song from an album that Sting released back in 1987, and the title of the album is a quote from Shakespeare. The title of the album is Nothing Like the Sun. So I would expect to look at this album and find a song, you know, based on the lyrics of Shakespeare. But no, there is no song on this album based on the lyrics of Shakespeare. We're going to listen to a song that Sting wrote called Be Still My Beating Heart. But there is a very interesting little story that Sting tells about why he named the album Nothing Like the Sun. So let me read Sting's little story, then we'll listen to his song. This is a quote. "I was accosted late one night in Highgate Hill by a staggering drunk who grabbed me by the lapels and, after tranquilizing me with his foul breath, pointed to the moon, which was swollen in its fullness, and demanded of me threateningly, 'How beautiful is the moon? How beautiful is the moon?' he repeated. Thinking quickly and not wishing for an early toxic death, I fixed him with my eye and declaimed, 'My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun.' Shakespeare is always useful, I've found, for calming down violent drunks, if only because it gives them the impression that you're crazier than they are. 'A good answer,' he said. 'A good answer,' as he set off on a tack for Kentish Town like a listing galleon." Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a couple of seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's currently 66 degrees here at our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're Radio Catskill, your